Now, Eric Whitaker is an American conductor and composer, perhaps best known for his choral music, who regularly graces the world's concert platforms. But for his most recent project, Eric's taken a leap into cyberspace and created a virtual choir to sing his music on the internet. So successful has the venture been that in the month since he posted a video of his choir, it's had almost 600,000 hits. The story began when a friend sent Eric a link saying, "This is something you'll like." It was a video that a young singer had made on her webcam of herself singing the soprano line to Whitaker's composition, Sleep.
Hi, Mr. Eric Whitaker. My name is Britlin Lucy, and this is a video that I'd like to make for you.
It was an amazing experience. The first part of me that was struck was the composer part of me, that here I write a cappella choral music.
Music is my life.
And there was a girl out there covering it as she might a Bob Dylan song or something.
You've touched me.
That was kind of thrilling, just to hear somebody doing the soprano part over a recording of a piece of mine. And then as I watched, she was so shy and so sweet and so open. And the camera was so close, it was an extreme close-up on her face, that there was this intimacy about her performance. It struck me so hard. It really knocked me out.
I'm a little nervous, just to let you know.
For fun, Eric posted the video on his website, asked for more, and in they came, 100 people from around the world, soprano, tenor, alto, bass, all having filmed themselves singing along to the same piece. With the help of some technical wizardry, their videos were arranged into a kind of singing wall, and their voices combined. Well, after that first experiment, Eric Whitaker's ambition knew no bounds. He created a performance of another of his pieces, Lux Aurumque, with a choir grown to almost twice the size, 185 singers from countries as far apart as Canada and New Zealand, Argentina and the Philippines. When he spoke to me from the BBC's New York studios, he told me he's mainly just having fun.
Hey, gang. Eric Whitaker here, and here we go again.
Mostly I just wanted to try it. It was like the little four-year-old in me who puts together a little machine and pushes the button and is just thrilled to see that it works.
So you're just playing?
Yeah, really. I first posted a video of myself conducting Lux Aurumque in complete silence, only hearing the version in my head. Then I took that video and I played a piano accompaniment to it so that the singers would have something to follow. And then I posted that video along with instructions about how to pronounce the Latin.
When you hit the X on every one of those Luxes, just a tiny little X, Lux, keep the most pure, perfect ooh you can on all of the Luxes.
And I put that up on my blog. And then I invited people to sing their own parts.
You didn't find that, for instance, you had too many altos and not enough, I don't know, basses?
This was the astonishing thing, and I cannot account for it, that both times we've done this, we've had perfectly balanced choruses.
That's amazing, isn't it?
I have no idea. Yeah, no idea why. You'd think, I mean, my first instinct was that we would have too many men, because, I don't know, perhaps I still have this vision of them, the internet mostly being populated by teenage guys. I don't know if that's true anymore. Then I started worrying that we wouldn't have enough men because this is always a problem with choruses. Somehow it all completely worked out.
If somebody sang for you, you took them on?
I think we did take every single person. There wasn't anybody who was completely tone deaf.
You didn't get someone like me trying then, obviously. What do you think would be the advantages of composing specifically for a virtual choir?
To be honest with you, the whole thing is a big experiment. For instance, one of the things that I've noticed, both Sleep, the first virtual choir piece, and Lux Aurumque, the second virtual choir piece, are very forgiving in a way. They're mostly homophonic, which means that the singers are basically all singing the same rhythm at the same time. And they're full of soft, warm consonants, like Luke's, places where you can fudge the timing a little bit and it still sounds beautiful. So I'm interested in taking it to another level where rhythm becomes an integral part of the piece.
So you'll have polyrhythm, you'll have several rhythms working together.
Exactly. And then not just necessarily long lyrical lines, but maybe rhythmic musical motifs as well. And so that's going to be much, much harder to line up because the singers can be as accurate as possible, but they have no idea what the other 500 people around the world are doing when they record theirs.
It sounds to me as though you're starting to think about the internet as an artistic medium in its own right.
Yeah, I think that's true. All of this is born of a deep sense of connection. I feel it, and I think these other people felt it too, that just that human beings want to connect with each other with whatever technology or means are available to them. One of the criticisms that I've seen about the virtual choir is that it's not a real chorus. These people aren't in the room together. We're sort of detracting from the essence of what it is to sing together. But for me, there's something more poetic and metaphysical about it. And it's not just the beauty of all of these isolated people performing alone and then being brought together. It's that they're not even performing at the same time. The videos were posted over 6 months' time. So in a way, you have this chorus that took 6 months worth of performance to make a 4-minute piece.
It's a bit like people all over the world putting messages in bottles and throwing them into the sea and them all kind of bobbing together into the same harbor or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. And then let's say that each of those messages in the bottle was a different page of a novel. And then it all came together and we compiled it and then it was a book.
Eric Whittaker and his virtual choir. And if you'd like to see them, there's a link on our website, bbcworldservice.com/thestrand.